Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Representative Cynthia McKinney, last time we talked to her last night, you hear the bombs going off. She is scheduled to be joining us coming up in about an hour and a half from now. State Representative here in Texas, David Simpson, scheduled to be on with us, what, the next segment, Jaron? Should be. He's on the House floor right now. You know, it's the end of session, so it's a madhouse there. If you just joined us, incredible news, federal blockade, TSA holds Texas flights hostage. We're going to be talking about that with the state rep coming up here in a moment. But look, here's another headline from Natural News dealing with the fact that all over the world now we have speculators going in and driving up the price of food because the big banks and brokerage firms are buying up farmland. They're jacking up the prices of food because they're speculating in it because we're in a world economic crisis. Not just the United States, but the European central banks, the Asian central banks, through the G20, publicly in the last decade, have had coordinated currency devaluations. And so all over the world, whether it's euros or dollars, they have lost purchasing power, the dollar more than the euro. And that's one of the main reasons that our entire global system is in crisis, is because all commodities from oil to cooking oil to rice to corn, wheat, they're all going up. And on top of that, big agribusiness have positioned themselves, and it's the official policy of the Department of Agriculture. They say get big or get out. They don't want little micro farms. They don't want little small family farms, because that's not a chain where they can control the entire market and jack up prices. And so that's why big agribusiness openly lobbies for regulations to shut down family farms and ranches. That's why the Amish are being SWAT teamed for selling legal raw milk. That's why people are being arrested selling tomatoes and peaches on the side of the highway. That's why organic food stores, we see the surveillance video where cops bust in with guns and put everybody on the ground so they can go to the jury and make it look like they're criminals. There is massive amounts of money being spent to try to keep people from getting off the grid because the system's scared. They know that 10 years ago you couldn't find organic food on U.S. store shelves. But now even mainline grocery stores, more than half the food is certified organic because people are choosing it. You can hardly find non-organic, hormone, GMO-free, clone-free milk now, because people will not buy the other stuff. So the system is panicking. They see the movement to get off the grid. They see the movement for people to leave the big megacities and the crumbling inner cities and move to farms and to start becoming self-sufficient. They see the co-ops and communities forming. And so all over the country, the federal government's coming into the states and giving them billions of dollars to set up task forces to go out and harass people. They tried to pass a law last year where you couldn't go out to your date tree or go out to your fig tree and pick them and then make jelly preserves and sell it on the corner, or even give it to your neighbors. They are, even without the law passing, SWAT teaming and harassing and acting like all of this is illegal because they see the massive movement away from it. And so now the huge drug war, drug war, paramilitary police forces in the U.S. are being turned against the farms, the ranches, the truly local, sustainable communities. At the same time, the power structure is creating artificial fake environmental movements which actually seek to keep you on the grid within their systems. We're going to break more of that down coming up later, but America is being transformed into a system where all we have is prisons, Walmarts, and military bases with security thugs on every street corner sticking their hands down our pants.
Do you worry? Worried about gas prices or rising food costs? How about the incredible shrinking grocery? Are you looking for a way to supplement your food dollars, increase your nutrition, and prepare for an uncertain future? Would you like all of this to be free? Well, do we have an answer for you? Wild Edible Food. Author Linda Runyon spent many years learning to eat off the grid and many more refining her methods. When she retired from that life, she became dedicated to passing her knowledge on to people just like you. Let Linda show you how to add nutrition, stretch your food dollar, and depend less on established food supply channels. Go to ofthefield.com and take advantage of the same materials that groups, schools, camps, and churches are using to solve some of the problems you may be worried about. Or call 1-888-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com. Or call 1-888-513-2837 and take a big step toward peace of mind.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Concerned about radioactive fallout? The number one way by which your body protects itself from radiation or any other free radical is with glutathione. Glutathione is the most ubiquitous antioxidant in the body. The number one mechanism for removing toxic elements from the body is glutathione. In order for your body to make optimal levels of glutathione, it needs an abundance of the amino acid cysteine. The highest dietary source of cysteine is non-denatured whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. The most non-denatured whey protein powder on the market is One World Whey. One World Whey is an industry first with its True Cool process. It retains all the active components of fresh raw whey. One World Whey is rich in immune, bodybuilding, and detoxification factors that make it a life-giving power food for everyone. One World Whey is sweetened with cold processed stevia and comes in three delicious flavors. To hear some impressive testimonies, go to oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com. Or call 888-988-3325.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You know, you just heard that liner about deep behind enemy lines. That's because we've been fully federalized. The federal government itself signed on to this whole globalist New World Order. State Representative is a hero now of mine, Representative David Simpson joins us. He's only got 10 minutes. They're getting down towards the end of the session in the state legislature here in Austin at the Capitol, right up the street from our offices. And here's the headline. Federal blockade. TSA holds Texas flights hostage. The representative has put out a letter saying this is like the tyranny of the Mexican government in 1836. He said this is a line in the sand. Total takeover. The feds have said they will shut down all air traffic in Texas if the representative who had his small children groped. Representative Ron Paul says they grab his genitals. Jesse Ventura, former governor, is suing. They have done things I can't even say on air when I've been with him flying commercial, working on his TV show with him. And the good news is at the federal level, powerful bipartisan caucus prepares to fight TSA, strip their naked body scanner funding. Other incredible news. But before we go to the state rep, only got a few minutes with him. Here's Obama. But again, this started with Bush. But here's Obama saying a domestic security force just as big and just as strong as our military, with the TSA now saying they're going to be at high school proms fondling your daughters and sons. Here it is.
We cannot continue to rely only on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we've set. We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
So, Representative, do you agree that this is a total federal power grab now that they're announcing TSA has total jurisdiction over every grocery store, every public school, every state house? They will do what they want, when they want, or all transportation will be blockaded.
I don't know that firsthand, but I can tell you, you know, they're not just aiming at airports. They went to that prom in New Mexico. They've gone to train stations. I read a contract where they were seeking to develop the scanners where they could scan people on sidewalks, moving objects, and at public events such as a football game, basically virtually strip searching people without probable cause, without express informed consent. It's outrageous. And we need to rein the government in. We fought our first war for independence to protect our property, our freedom, our privacy. The Stamp Act wasn't just about taxation without representation. It was about a British officer standing at the door of your house writing his own search warrant to enter in and to go through every cotton picking thing you have to see if the king's stamp on it is on it. And that's why we have the Fourth Amendment. The Fourth Amendment is a minimal standard. Supreme Court's ruled, and it's ruled that the states can improve upon that, define it, and that's what my House Bill 1937 was designed to do, basically to say, you know, you've got to have probable cause before you make touching my privates as a condition of flying on an airplane.
Representative David Simpson, House District 7, your family has been violated by these people. Much of my family has. We can't even travel anymore because I physically cannot put up with it. And when they tried with my family, I did blow up and cause quite a scene and almost got arrested. I mean, this is the line of the sand. I just can't have people sticking their hands down my three-year-old daughter's pants. And I know they went down that road with your family. Can you break down the sense of the House right now with this threat by the U.S. attorney to blockade air travel in and out of the state of Texas?
Well, what happened? It passed. My bill passed out of the House unanimously, and it had almost 100 signature, 100 co-authors, had 94. Then it went to the Senate. It passed unanimously out of the Transportation and Homeland Security. And then when it was brought to the floor, but on a 10th calendar, Senator Dan Patrick was doing a good job, and he was ready to bring the bill up, but the bill was delayed, and apparently so that a Department of Justice letter could be circulated among the members, and some of the members scattered and like a covey of quail. And I had a response written, but I didn't have time to get that to the senators. There's much misinformation and falsehood in that letter. We're not saying to stop all searches. We're saying that the searches without probable cause must stop at touching our privates. That you've got to have probable cause. It's either got to be there or a body cavity. And the other thing is we put a provision in the bill not to fight federalism. This isn't really a nullification bill. This is an interposition bill. It says, you know, instead of threatening to shut down our flights, why didn't they just show us their statutory authority to grope and ogle our private parts? I don't think there is such a law, and I dare them to pass such a law.
I was about to say, they claim they have a regulation. I've looked, and I've had constitutional law scholars on. It doesn't exist. An FBI agent can't go to public parks or a shopping mall and stick their hands down people's pants, and folks would laugh if they tried. But in the airport, they've incrementally ratcheted it up, and now this federal judge says it's your right to be groped properly, so we're going to send our professional TSA out to your school proms at the county level to stick their hands down your pants, and they say you have a right to not be profiled, so all of you have a right to have your Fourth Amendment violated. I mean, it's sickening lawyer tricks that they're trying here.
Yes, that's right. And I'm afraid we're losing the Texas that Sam Houston fought for and govern. He said, Texas has yet to learn submission to any oppression, come from what source it may. And if we don't stand up now, we're going to lose our independence. We're going to lose our sovereignty. We're going to lose our right as individuals to live free and with dignity and to travel freely. It's just, they've moved from prudent caution to ridiculous excess.
Well, you're absolutely right. Where do you go from here, State Representative David Simpson from House District 7, a true hero of liberty and doing his duty, standing up against this tyranny, and he suffered at the hands of these tyrants, his wife and children. Where do we go from here with this outrage? Because now there's no end. I mean, if they can, and they know this, if they can federally seize areas outside of law, always more, first on the outside of the pants, now in the pants, where does it end? How do we meet these people?
Well, we've got to have some guts and just not submit to it. And then tell them to show us the law. And then even if there is a law, then we need to throw those rascals out who would ever pass such a law. And there's no law that Congress has passed, and that's how the bill is written. And if one were to be written, I think it would be found unconstitutional. One thing, this bill is not absolutely dead yet. It was withdrawn when several people cowered in light of this federal threat. But if they can call the governor or the lieutenant governor and the senators, it could be passed even this day.
So it doesn't matter that you had unanimous in the House. You are our representatives. If we went back before the 17th Amendment, you could recall U.S. senators to the legislature, but that's been taken. This is just so incredible. In closing, sir, and we're going to pull up the number for the Texas Senate. Do you happen to have it off the top of your head? Because we would give out that general legislative switchboard number for folks to call the Senate.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't have it.
Well, we'll get it up on screen after you leave us here in just a few minutes. But going through your letter that's up on your state rep website, you talk about this being throwing down the gauntlet and liken it to the Texas War in 1836 against the tyrant Santa Anna, who the Mexicans later overthrew themselves. Expand on why this is such hardcore tyranny.
Well, this is Gonzales 175 years ago. If you remember, when our forefathers were settling Texas peacefully and working with the Mexican government under the Constitution of 1824, they gave us a cannon in Gonzales to protect ourselves from the terrorists then, the Indians. And when they came to take that cannon, they said, you know, come and take it. And they turned it on them, and they fought for independence. I like to wear, there's another flag besides this is the come and take it moment. And I hope the governor, I hope the lieutenant governor, I hope our senators will stand up and see this. This is not an assault on federalism. This is saying, just leave us alone. Don't treat a traveler as a criminal suspect. You know, it's like going into a department store or taking every customer going into a department store and groping them and searching them on the way out. If someone puts something in a backpack and tries to leave without paying for it, certainly talk to them, question them, search them, but not every customer.
Well, listen, when people are seen on camera cramming jewelry down their pants, there's been many court cases, as you know, covering this, they have to call the police. The cops have to have probable cause. They then take them to the jail, and then they are searched there by someone of their own sex. I mean, that's why state police are on record, FBI is. No one's ever done this. Is there any doubt in your mind, Representative, that this is a giant power grab?
No, I think it is. And the TSA agents are doing what peace officers cannot do without probable cause. It's time that we stand up and that we refuse to fly. If they're going to take our daughters and fondle them, we've got to stand up for freedom, for dignity, or the terrorists have won. We are doing more than the terrorists ever dreamed they could do. 60,000 people a day out of 2 million are getting virtually strip searched or broke. Oogled or broke.
Well, Representative, we'll obviously have to talk to you more in the future as this unfolds. David Simpson, District 17, God bless you for not selling out our liberty and for standing up for this free republic. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Alan. The love of free press. Thank you.
Thank you.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need My Pillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, My Pillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. My Pillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. My Pillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Alex Jones here with key information. The U.S. government is a Ponzi scheme that relies on the Treasury continuously selling large amounts of government bonds to foreign central banks. With Japan about to become a seller of U.S. bonds in order to rebuild its own nation, and the U.S. antagonizing China by calling them currency manipulators, the Federal Reserve, which is already buying about 70% of U.S. treasuries, will soon be the only buyer left of U.S. treasuries. Our friends at the National Inflation Association believe that the U.S. dollar will soon become worthless, and Americans will see the purchasing power of their incomes and savings destroyed. I strongly urge my fellow Americans to sign up for the free NIA newsletter at www.inflation.us. If you are sick and tired of the economic propaganda and the mainstream media, sign up for free at inflation.us to learn the economic truth that the mainstream media ignores.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
389, 399, 409. How much pain at the pump can you handle? Ease your pain now. Did you know you can increase your gas mileage by 25 to 45% and reduce carbon emissions by adding water? Go to SaveYourGasMoney.com and learn how you can save an average of $700 to $1,500 per year with our hydrogen on-demand technology. See how it works at SaveYourGasMoney.com. Our complete systems work on all cars, SUVs, trucks, motorcycles, and boats for gas, diesel, and propane engines. Our compact gas-saving stainless steel units install easily in about 2 hours with no engine modifications and no extra parts needed. It's completely safe, requires no maintenance, great technical support, and comes with an incredible 90-day money-back guarantee. Visit SaveYourGasMoney.com or call 888-887-9981. That's 888-887-9981. Ease your pain at the pump with SaveYourGasMoney.com.
Live here Look, we're way beyond 10th Amendment issues here. The federal government has been openly taken over and run by foreign banks. They stole $27 trillion and gave it predominantly to foreign banks, way over 50%, and wouldn't tell Congress where it went. Private lawsuits got that info. This is the total takeover of our society, a power grab. They have always planned my new video up on Infowars.com that needs to go viral to everyone. Has the headline about the TSA rolling out into the proms and other public places. But it actually, Aaron was actually able to dig up the quotes in the news from Governor Ridge back 8 years ago about how they would control every facet of your life, your internet, your job, your right to travel, checkpoints on highways. You just heard the state rep with the plans for that, with naked body scanners. This information is so huge. And we need to get our article, Financial Terrorism, TSA Holds Texas Flights Hostage, out to everybody. We need to get the video I shot and put out yesterday with all the documentation about the takeover out to everybody. It's up on our YouTube channel. If we will put up with this, we will put up with anything. And the other 20-plus states, it's over 25 now last time I checked, that are moving to pass laws saying you will not stick your hands down people's pants. All we need is good district attorneys, and I've had them on, to arrest the TSA when they stick their hands down people's pants. That's a felony on the outside. It's a misdemeanor, and I've had them on. I've had the district attorney for San Francisco on, saying if he sees it, he's going to arrest them. And it scared the TSA. They've backed off in many airports with the hands down the pants and on the outside and the groping of the breast. This is all psychological warfare, nothing to do with security. The terror is all staged, ladies and gentlemen. And even if it was real, I want to face the danger instead of the greater danger of a federal government that has absolutely unlimited, uncontrolled power. And that's how the war started, was the Stamp Act, is that they would go and search your house without a warrant. They would, well, because English law said you had to have a warrant, they would write up Cracker Jack box warrants. And by that, they had as much legitimacy as a dollar bill, a fake dollar bill you get out of a Cracker Jack box that's got Bugs Bunny on it or something. Now, here's the deal. I want to incinerate the, figuratively, the phone lines of the Texas Senate. It's the Texas Senate. Wherever you live in the country, it's your fight because the feds are concentrating here. If it goes down here, they're going to try to beat it in other states. 512-463-0350. They've got out-of-date, wrong phone numbers online because I had a different one I was about to give out. But I'm told we've double-checked this one. This is the good one. Excellent. Glad we did that. 512-463-0350. Is that the main Texas switchboard? Great. So this is the Texas Senate, 512-463-0350, 512-463-0350. Call them. Call the head of the Senate. Call the lieutenant governor. Call them all and say, listen, they're groping Miss America, hands in the pants, physically touching her private parts. They actually touched her. I mean, they went in there. Something you don't do till you're married to a woman, and well, they're going to do it because they're federal gods. So it is absolutely vital to call 512-463-0350, 512-463-0350. Absolutely essential to call them because I talked to the state rep during the break. We heard him on air say there's still time, but I said, how long do we have? Today. You have today. The feds came in, scared everybody, said we're going to blockade you. Then blockade it. Call their bluff. Call these criminals bluff. Just like the pilots last year said, you're going to stick your hands down my pants? I am going to sue you, and I'm not going to fly anymore. They had pilots sitting out. There was quiet strikes forming. And the pilot and flight attendant unions went to the feds and they said, you trust us on the airplane like you're our mommy. We fly the airplane, but we have to have you grab our hind ends. every pervert, every control freak. Nobody else but a sicko would want that job. This was planned this way. Now they're turning them loose at the school proms. Call them, 512-463-0350. Call them, call them, call them now. Let them know, let them know, let them know.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Phone from Tripoli in 1 hour from now. Jaron on the phone with her yesterday, the producer, while bombs were going off. She's in the government zone. Cynthia McKinney. She is under attack by the love bombs, the kinetic love devices. And they're openly getting ready for U.S.-British invasion. Attack helicopters going in. 8 ships sunk last week. Just total bedlam. Al-Qaeda forces leading the attack against Muammar Gaddafi, who 6 years ago gave up his weapons, groveled to the globalists. It's just incredible. It's just absolutely incredible. Obama is being hailed in Europe, and they're hailing Facebook and Google for helping the CIA start the Arab Spring, where they're overthrowing the U.S.-installed dictators to put new ones in. And they're putting Al-Qaeda-affiliated groups in to, and then in a year or two, they'll attack us, and the media will make no issue of the fact that just like Osama bin Laden, our criminal government gives them the power and the money. And now Al-Qaeda is going to have Libya as its base and all these $30-plus billion dollars. It is just off the chart what is happening. And I want to open the phones up to get your take on all that's happening here. But I specifically want to hear from you on federal blockade. TSA holds Texas flights hostage. That's the Prison Planet headline. Infowars.com headline. Financial terrorism. TSA holds Texas flights hostage. They said, if you do this, we're going to shut down flights in and out of your state. We're going to blockade you. An act of siege. I mean, why do we even have states? The public school children and college students are taught there is no 10th Amendment, there is no 9th Amendment. Well, then why are they there? Clearly, the feds have no jurisdiction in health care and jurisdiction in power and jurisdiction in guns and jurisdiction in your public schools and jurisdiction in your house zoning and jurisdiction with your local police. But they're federalizing it all, and the federal government itself has been captured by an outside power. Let's say the federal government has all the power, and there's no such thing as a state government. And if you say that state governments ever existed, you are a conspiracy theorist. What happens then if a dictator ever got into the federal government? What happens if a foreign power came and bought off the government, which happened a lot in Europe? That's why we have our system, to stop that. What would we do to stop it? Well, we would fall down and worship the dictator. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it is absolutely essential. This is the Senate number, and they do not have this online. We had to call the general state number to get the Texas state number, the Texas state Senate number, 512-463-0350, 512-463-0350. In fact, Bill, this is a public number. Before I go to calls, I want to go ahead and dial them right now. So do you need me to give you this number in there in the control room? Okay, we're going to dial 512-463-0350. We're going to do it ourselves. And let me check prisonplanet.com because I want to make sure I've got that headline right on that variant of the article that Watson put up it's there. Federal blockade, TSA holds Texas flights hostage. We haven't done this in a month. Let's make it number one. We'll dial that in a second. Let's make this number one. Number one Google search term. Hit them. Put it in the Google search bar over and over again. Federal blockade. Federal blockade. FEDERALBLOCKADE. Federal blockade. Two words. Hit them. 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 This is a major fight at the state level against these gropers trying to break our will and train us for child molestation. Federal blockade. Every time there's a terror attack, the feds get them on the plane, some drugged out lunatic trying to light their shoes on fire when they've got plastic explosives aren't detonated by that, or getting Mutalib on the plane with a firecracker in his pants, so Chertoff's company gets billions of bucks, the microwave ovenists. Federal blockade, let's make that the number one search term. Number two search term, let's launch another torpedo at the enemy. Financial terrorism, financial terrorism, financial terrorism, TSA. Add the acronym after it. Financial terrorism, and then three letters, all caps, TSA. Financial terrorism, TSA. That's the second search term. So federal blockade is the number one search term. Put that in over and over again. And then secondarily, financial terrorism, TSA. Financial terrorism, TSA. Financial terrorism, TSA. Hit them, hit them, hit them, hit them. And folks, let's go ahead now and call them live on air. Let's call. It goes to voicemail. Outrageous. You know what I'm calling for? I am calling for Texans. It's got to be done now. And I've got a Dutch film crew here. I'm supposed to take them somewhere else after the show, but you know what? They're just going to have to go with me to the legislature. It's got to be done. It's your house. Everyone needs to peacefully listening to the sound of my voice right now. peacefully go down to that state capitol, go through all the metal detectors and stuff that weren't there just a month ago, and go to your state senator's offices. And the media will be like, this is terrible. A slave Alex Jones said we should go talk to our so-called castrated, vestigial, ceremonial Senate and say, stop being ceremonial. I'll say it this way. If you believe this is wrong, you should peacefully but sternly go into their office and say, I'm sick of you letting federal goons outside of law come here and stick their hands down my pants. If the feds want to have a blockade, this is just like what we saw in Madison, but I want it to be peaceful. It is now time for people to go to the Texas State House. It is now time for people to go down there. And yes, I'm going to go down there at 2 o'clock today, about 2:30. I'm going down to the Capitol to go in and to see my state senators and to tell them, hey, I can't fly with my family to the Caribbean or to show them D.C. or to go show them Yosemite and the Big Redwoods because there are goons waiting there that want to fondle my wife and children. Okay? Force their federal hand. Make them shut down the airports. My rights are already shut down. I'm calling on everyone. That's it. I'm calling on everyone to go to the Capitol now while they're in session, to go there now peacefully. See, I have to even add peacefully, like, ooh, it's evil to say go to my state house where they want to turn into an armored keep and intimidate you from even getting in. Now they're saying to let you get into the U.S. Capitol. They're going to build this whole labyrinth museum and then restrict people even ever being able to get tours of the Capitol. When I was, 8 years old, I could just go walk right in. You can go see Ron Paul still, but not for long. And everybody should go see their state reps. Everybody should go to them and go see their state senators. I'm going down there. You know why I'm going down there? Because I can't even call them. They've hidden the phone number, and you call it, and it goes to voicemail. We got to physically go down to the state house, and I'm going down there. Get Aaron Dyke saddled up. Get Rob Deuce saddled up with the cameras. We're going down there today. This far, no further, I am going, and I am going to physically have my presence there, and I am going to physically go in those state senators' offices, and I am going to physically tell them, you are my servant. The house of this great state, our elected representatives, the true government, not these federal New World Order perverts caught stealing and everything else, we are here to tell you now that the lawsuits have been filed. The people are angry. You get in there and you carry out the people's will and you call the bluff of these scumbags. And you know what the feds will do? They'll send one of their provocateurs into Texas. Hell, this wasn't planned, so they'll have trouble pulling anything today at the State House as they've done before. And you go into that rat creature Perry's office, that fake conservative who hated the Tea Party until he realized he couldn't beat it, so he tried to co-opt to that Bilderberg group member. You go down there and you let them know that you are not putting up with it. Calling all the Tea Party people, everybody. This is not something where we get a permit to march. This is not something where we have groups that sit there and tell us what to do. If you don't like what's going on with these redcoats coming into our town, our city, our state, and telling us that they're going to carry out the Modern Stamp Act and search our persons, our houses, our effects as they're ruling in states all over the country like Indiana, no Fourth Amendment. They are breaking the Fourth Amendment scientifically in front of everyone. And we are going down there to the State House, but don't you wait. It's going on right now. He said there's 5, 6, 7 hours left. They'll be going till late tonight. Let's cause the media to have to focus. Everybody listening, I don't have the staff. Call all the local news media in Austin. You call Your News Now. Call CBS. Call all the stations, KVUE, 590 AM. You call them and you tell them the people are going to the Texas State Capitol today to say, we had a unanimous vote, 138-0 in our house, and we had a unanimous vote lined up in that Senate. and you let these carpet-bagging, scallywag, pervert, control freak, national security force people that are announcing they're seizing our entire infrastructure, taking our farms and ranches over, taking our internet control systems over, and taking over our entire society and bankrupting us for foreign banks. The true fight for liberty starts today. The 25th day of May, let that day be remembered, just like Gonzales, that they're not taking our dignity, they're not fondling our genitals, they're not carrying out their evil anymore. We're going to that capital, and I want the people there now. I want the people there now. You go to that capital right now, you get over there, and you let them know that we're not putting up with this. You go in there to those state senators, and you say, listen, 138-0 passed to do this. Some federal bureaucrat sends you a letter and can't, some U.S. attorney can't even get the bill number right and tells a bunch of lies. And then you sit there and put your tail between your legs and urinate all over yourself like a puppy who's scared. And then you sit there and back out. That's not Texas. And if you don't have the courage to stand up against this scum, then resign! Resign, you carpet-bagging trash! Twice the people of Texas have kicked federal occupation after the Civil War. After the Civil War, out of that very capital! And I've had it with them! I've had it with what they're doing! I've had it with their garbage! And I'm not gonna live on my knees as a slave, and my children aren't. And I know we're supposed to go to Tripoli with the bombardment. I'm tempted to get in my car right now. I'm not putting up with it anymore. I'm going down there. If I better call that Dutch film crew to see if they want to tag along, because I'm not giving them a tour of deindustrialization today. Oh man, I tell you what, I have had enough. There is a tide in the affairs of men. There is a time. Who was it? Patrick Henry that said the war has already begun, and it's an info war, ladies and gentlemen. And they're trying to intimidate us. They're trying to break our will. They're trying to condition us to accept total takeover. And I put my name, my treasure, my life, everything on the line for more than 16 years. And everything we've talked about is unfolded and getting crazier and weirder by the day, with criminals believing they've broken our will and they can do whatever they want. But believe me, you can do something big today, because the media and the international media and everybody else, if we can get a lot of people down there at that Capitol, and we can get the media down there at that Capitol, that the citizens of Texas, the citizens of America, if you're listening to me in Waco, get in your car right now. Leave work. Tell them you got something you got to do. It's your freedom. It's your future. If you are in San Antonio listening, if you're in Dallas listening, this is going to be going on all night, you get in your car. If you're in Austin listening right now, you don't have an excuse. If you're in Fredericksburg, Texas, listen to me right now, you don't have an excuse. If you're in Hayes County, you don't have an excuse. If you're in Bastrop, you don't have an excuse. If you're in Taylor, you don't have an excuse. If you're listening to us on 1330 AM right now out of Taylor, you don't have an excuse. If you're listening to 90.1 right now, you don't have an excuse. My state, my elected representatives did the right thing and voted unanimously to tell the feds you don't break federal and state law and stick your hands down people's pants, and they can't even produce a law of how they're able to do it. You heard the state rep on that. You got a bunch of lawless crooks right over here at the Bergstrom Airport sticking their hands down people's pants. If a woman who was a sex victim complained, they beat her up and arrested her. Now, that's how America works. And right over here is our government. We supposedly run this country. This is our country. We the people, right? And you got a bunch of 21st century redcoats running all over us, a bunch of 21st century Santa Anas running all over us, and I am sick and tired of it. So you saddle up, ladies and gentlemen, and you meet me down there. I'm leaving here at 2. I'll be getting down there by 2:30. And we politely and in an orderly way, because they will definitely see the people who don't want to be groped and humiliated and molested as bad folks, though I know a lot of the state police down there are good people, fans of the show, and we're going to go in there and we're going to go to the state senator's offices. We're going to say, where are the state senator's offices? We're going in there to talk to them right now. We are not putting up with this. And I want people all over the country to go to your state houses today. I want talk show hosts all over the country. Get to your state house, whether in session or not, and say, get the TSA. May May 25th, 2011 be remembered as the day that Texas stood up. It doesn't matter if they chicken out. They're probably going to have a special session. We'll get this building and beat them then. But it'll be a major media event. It will be known as a day, just like the Tea Parties began 3 years ago and got covered by the Republicans, that people stood up against the government takeover of health care plan. They got it passed, but now it's in shambles, falling apart. And it's the same thing with water fluoridation. Big cities all over the U.S. and Canada removing it. Small towns everywhere. Lago Vista right outside town. Huge events last week here in Austin. City of Austin under massive pressure. Lawsuits getting geared up against them, putting that garbage in our water. We're on the march. The empire is on the run big time. Now, if you will ever look back on this day later and call yourself a red-blooded American, a red-blooded lover of liberty, the least you can do, you know, they tell cops, bug their eyes out at you, bow up to you like a chicken, walk around like a chicken to intimidate you. I mean, you go down there with cameras, cops will run over and get in your face. They're trying to hire more and more thugs. So what? Say, shame on you running over asking for my license like it's dirty. I'll give you my license and then I want your badge number, trooper. I'm filing a report on you. And then I'm going to the legislature about what you're doing. You don't want me here. I bet you don't want those 130-plus unanimous voters, our representatives that said get the TSA out of here. They've brainwashed these cops. We're all going down there. If you have no courage, then just go ahead and go join Mao Zedong. It doesn't take courage to go down there. It takes courage to let them grow.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Thank you.
of your phone calls and get into a bunch of other news, but think about the fact that some might even see it as radical for our state to vote unanimously to tell the feds, we passed a law. There's already laws saying they can't do it. A cop can't stick their hand down your pants without probable cause. They've got to just start enforcing the laws that are already there. I've had district attorneys on, but the point is they're doing something illegal, unconstitutional, out of their jurisdiction. And for myself to get up here and try to call numbers at the State House and nobody answers the phone at multiple numbers, and I say, well, I'll just go down there and talk to them. People are like, wow, he's going to go talk to his representative. How incredibly evil. You watch media, some media will say that. It doesn't matter. It lets the system know it's over. It's over. Our state unanimously votes to do this in the House. The Senate reportedly had a unanimous vote lined up because none of these guys want to be on record for this groping. They know the polls are 98% against it. People are like, what? You're checking in babies' diapers? And knowing the feds, they'll probably soon stick a bomb in a baby's diaper. These are such criminals. And they've been caught over and over doing it. So something else you can do is we could get all the 18-wheeler drivers that are listening or dump truck drivers or whatever to get in there and drive around the Capitol in circles honking their horns to get their attention. That's been done in other state houses. Or, you know, when you first arrive, you can do that just to get the buzz going. But the most important thing to do is call the media. And don't wait. Start going down there right now and just go in. You're a tourist. They've got little metal detectors now. It's a free society. And you'll go through. And go. If the stormtroopers ask you, what are you here for, slave? Because, you know, that's the new America. And you say, I'm going to see my representatives. Ooh, that's evil. Don't do that. We got the federal boys in there telling them how it works right now. Of course, that won't happen or let that happen. Everybody bring video cameras. It's your state house. It's your house. You paid for it with your tax money. And it's time legislatively to run the feds out of this state, every other state, because the feds themselves were taken over a long time ago. Also, if you believe in what we're doing, don't forget we're funded by your support, buying the books, the DVD films, which then are great to get out to others to wake them up to what's really happening. Knowledge is power. PrisonPlanet.tv, we've added the Dr. Conant new fluoride special interview about how we're winning there. We've added a bunch of new videos up there at PrisonPlanet.tv, and we do have the Iserby video going up tomorrow and then the Tarpley video on Friday, the big one on the eugenics program. So that's PrisonPlanet.tv, PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month, and your memberships do make so much of what we do here possible. A lot of you have seen some of the new videos we're putting out in the new studio where we can do so much. We've got three different studio areas built over there. We can do so much thanks to your support, PrisonPlanet.tv, or you can call us toll-free if you want to buy books, videos, any of the great Patriot T-shirts to help spread the word and find like-minded people, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or, as I said, PrisonPlanet.tv. You can also write to us, P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. Government wants to pull back, change their phone numbers, not answer their phones, and just let the special interest come in, and there's nothing these slaves won't put up with. Hell, let's put a drug guy on an airplane with a firecracker in his pants and then buy billions of dollars of machines we make money off of and molest people. Then that's how we'll get the forced inoculations going. We got to get the public used to us putting our hands on them. I mean, this is what this – and public schools all over the country got caught 2 years ago giving flu shots when the parents had said no. Just absolute brazen, out-of-control criminal activity by government. It's time to put the public servants in their place and do the evil thing of talking to your masters, your owners, your excellencies, your officials, your authorities, who are really just servants. And I got to say, while you're there, visit the House members and pat them on the back and tell them you're going to support them and hope a lot of them run for Senate.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.